朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
这是叫做主人翁的态度。
That this is a sense of ownership.
啊，如果我们要是哪一位弟兄姊妹，包括我们在网络上听到的，你说我还不是 CCMC 的会员。
For anyone who is still not yet a member of CCMC.
啊，那我请弟兄姊妹一定要来参加。
I ask that brothers and you come and participate.
我们网络上面就有我们的会员申请表格。
That online in on our website we do have a membership form.
你知道有的时候啊，有的时候个别的这个情形之下，
there are times when under very specific situations，
有的时候弟兄姊妹说
，there are brothers and sisters who say，
反正这个每个教会都是属神的
，that you know the church belongs to every church belongs to God，
啊，所以呢，反正在这个教会也可以，在那个教会也可以
，so I can be at with this church or I can be with that church，
但是呢，在每个教会都是做客。
And yet, ending up to be a guest to every single church.
这个呢，就稍微有一点美中不足。
And so this is something that is deficient.
到最后，我们一定要落实到说，这个是我的教会。
We have to come to a point where we say this is my church.
好，我们继续往下看。
Let us carry on further.
我们今天讲叫建造教会。
So we're talking about building up the church.
谁来建造
？Who is building it?
答案当然也很简单了。
Again, the answer is simple.
神嘛
，God.
耶稣自己讲，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Jesus says, on this rock, I will build my church.
一定是神在建造。
It is definitely building up, by God.
若不是耶和华建造房屋
，If unless the Lord builds the house,
建造的人就枉然劳力。
The laborers labor in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池
，Unless the Lord guards the city.
看守的人就枉然警醒。
The watchman watches and stay awake in vain.
圣经当中同样多次讲到是神在亲自建造。
We see oftentimes frequently that in the scripture it tells us that it is God who builds.
好，我们再来也是同样，我们看得整全一点。
And let us look at it more holistically.
绝对是神在建造。
It definitely is God who's building up.
在圣经当中给我们看到另外一个方面。
And at the same time, Scripture gives us another dimension.
刚才我说，若不是耶和华建造城池，对吧
？Earlier we said, unless the Lord builds the house and the city.
那么这个地方呢，我们知道尼希米记这个建造城墙啊，我们常常讲说是建造这个属灵的城墙。
So we understand that when Nehemiah was building up the wall, he's also constructing the city walls of spirituality.
这里他们是怎么说的呢？
What is recorded?
尼希米跟大家分享神施恩的时候怎样来帮助他。
Nehemiah was sharing how God was blessing his hands.
波斯王怎样下令他可以回来来这个重修建造。
And how the Persian king was blessed him to come back to Jerusalem to build.
然后以色列百姓听了非常得鼓励。
And the Israelites upon hearing such news they were very encouraged.
然后他们都回复省长尼希米了。
And they responded to Nehemiah.
太好了，感谢赞美神。
That's great, wonderful, praise the Lord.
让神来建造吧。
Let God build this.
他们怎么说的
？But what did they actually say?
我们起来建造吧。
Let us rise up and build.
哥林多前书三章第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10.
我照神所给我的恩。
According to the grace of God.
好像一个聪明的工头。
As a wise master builder.
立好了根基。
I have laid the foundation.
有别人在上面建造。
And another built on it.
下面请大家注意，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
And something we are to take notice is this next line. Let each one take heed how he could build up.
不错，是神在建造。
Indeed, it is God who builds.
但神是通过你，通过我在建造。
But he is also building through you, through me.
而你和我也是依靠神的能力，不是靠自己的力量血气，依靠神的能力，我们尽上责任来建造。
That you and I, we're not dependent on our flesh, but we're dependent on God for the strength to build up.
谁来建造？
So who is building?
Everyone.
每一个人。
每一个人我们都要来，大家一起同心的建造。
That everyone's to come together and build up in unity.
刚才我们已经讲了。
Earlier we've mentioned,
千万不要再有任何一个弟兄姊妹说
let us not say this ever again,
这个教会不是我的
that this church is not mine,
啊，是你们牧者长老执事的
that it is the pastors or the elders or the deacons,
或者我们从一个属灵的角度说这个教会是神的所以不是我的
or we go hyper-spiritual and we say, no, this is God's, not mine,
神已经交给你了
God has entrusted the church to
交给我，交给我们大家了。
Us, me.
好的，我们继续往下看。
Carrying on further.
这一点很重要。
This is a critical point.
任何的建造一定要根基。
Any construction requires a foundation.
这个盖房子呢，这个根基是特别特别的重要，而且要花很多的钱。
And when we're building, the foundation is especially important and oftentimes the most costly.
咱们这个南方北卡这边我不太了解。
So with the South, with North Carolina, I'm not quite familiar with the construction here.
在纽约上州那个地方。
But we know that in upstate New York,
绝大部分的房子都有这个地下室。
Many of the houses would have basements.
啊，因为它有一个冻土层。
有一个什么？
啊，冻土层。这个、
oh, frozen.
Frozen soil.
Oh, because there's the thermal frost.
那么呢，所以他就要把往底下挖。
And so they have to dig into the ground.
这个根基它建得好不好
How well the foundation is constructed
是极其的重要
is especially important.
后来我家这个在12年的时候我们当时对不起说哪一年我家这个建一个房子
So when we were building our own home.
那么呢这个当时教会里有个弟兄他会打这个 deck.
And so we have a brother who knows how to construct a deck.
那我呢是很不 handy.
I'm not a very handy person.
那我就跟着他一起来这个这个建这个 deck.
So I was trying to put together this deck alongside him.
然后这个也是要挖很深的这个洞。
We have to dig deep into the ground.
而那个纽约上州底下很多的那个石头啊特别难挖。
But with upstate New York, there's actually quite the rocky strata, which is very difficult, makes digging very difficult.
啊，我们开始租那个 auger 不行，后来要租一个那个就是人控制那个车子，嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟往下去打。
So we tried different kinds of mechanics, and it just did not work out.
然后那个弟兄特别认真。
Our brother though was very very serious about this task.
另外一个来帮忙的人开玩笑。
Was coming to help, and was another was making giving a tease.
他说一定要往下打。你看这个数字，我也忘了，36还是多少岁？他说你往上面多堆点土，然后这个深度就够了嘛。
He's like, well, we're trying to achieve a certain depth, right? So why not we just build up the soil level and then make that the depth?
比如说不行，你这个根基如果不够的话。
The brother who was fully on this construction said that cannot work.
以后你的 deck 整个会垮掉。
Because if you do not have a solid foundation, your deck is going to collapse.
Yeah. 所以弟兄姊妹们，我们到底教会建造的根基是什么？
So, what is this foundation that we as a church are building?
西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
因为前面主耶稣有问他们嘛，说人说我人子是谁
？Because Jesus was previously asked the disciples, "But who do you say that I am?"
西门彼得快人快语就回答了这句话。
And so with Simon Peter, who is always very quick to answer, he says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
耶稣呢就跟他说，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And Jesus says, "Well, you are Peter, and I'm going to build on this rock."
直到今天，天主教认为说彼得就是教会的根基。
So this day, the Roman Catholics believe that Peter is that foundation.
根据就是因为 Peter 是 rock.
And the basis is that Peter, in Greek means the rock.
所以耶稣说把我教会建造在磐石上，指的就是彼得。
And so when Jesus says, I'm going to build the church on this rock, it refers to Peter.
但是其实我们仔细稍微的钻研一点点这个原文的话呢，彼得是那个小石头。
But if we look further into scripture and into the original construction, Greek construction, we see that Peter is the mini rock.
那么建造在这个磐石上指的是个大石头。
But yet, the foundational rock is a big rock.
更何况我们知道彼得后面还曾经有三次不认主，在教会当中还曾经水火装甲，曾经有很多的问题出来。
We also know that Peter later on had a slew of issues, including denying the Lord three times, or even separating himself, from the Gentiles.
那当然了，神大大的使用祝福彼得，他是耶稣的大门徒。
But we do know that yes, the Lord did greatly bless Peter.
但是在这个时候，当耶稣讲出这句话来的时候，不是指的是那个彼得。
But when Jesus was saying that there is a rock, he was not referring to Peter.
而是彼得口中那一句伟大的宣告。
But it was on this grand proclamation from Peter.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
That you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
以弗所书第二章第二十节。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20,
讲到教会建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
It speaks of the church being built on the foundations of the apostles and the prophets.
什么叫使徒和先知是教会的根基？
But what does that mean to have the apostles and prophets as the foundations?
是使徒和先知他们所传讲传递的这个真理。
And that would be the truth that is proclaimed, by the apostles and the prophets.
哥罗西书一章二十三节。
In Colossians chapter 1,
说只要你们在所信的道上来恒心。
In verse 23, it says that if we are to continue in the faith grounded and steadfast,
根基稳固。
That we are to have a solid foundation,
是指的我们所信的道。
It refers to the word of faith,
这个是我们的根基。
That is our foundation,
不是那一个单单那个人是根基。
It's not referring to just a person.
耶稣基督是房角石。
We know that Jesus Christ, He is the chief cornerstone.
使徒先知所传递的真理是根基。
And the truth that has been, relayed by the prophets and the apostles, that's the foundation.
你看这句就明白了。
If we look at this particular, verse, we will understand.
马太福音七章二十四节主耶稣讲的这个比喻。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24,
耶稣说凡听见我这话就去行的好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
主的话是根基啊。
The word of the Lord, that is the foundation.
大使命大家都非常的熟悉。
We are familiar with the Great Commission.
从很多的角度可以来讲大使命。
We are able to address the Great Commission from different angles.
前不久在中国福音大会上面
previously during a missions conference,
那么我有分享几堂的这个专题
I shared a few workshops,
其中有一堂专题讲到从这个大使命和大诫命看大选之后的教会和信徒
one particular workshop was for me to address what is of the church post-election and post-pandemic from the perspective of the Great Commission and the Great Commandments.
在大使命当中有一句话相对来说我们比较容易忽略。
There is perhaps a particular element in the Great Commission that we may often have oversight.
我们大使命知道大使命不是单单只说传福音而已。
We know that with the Great Commission is not just to proclaim the gospel.
大使命是领人做主门徒。
That the Great Commission is to bring people to become disciples of God.
因为整个大使命当中唯一的一个动词就是 make disciples.
Because the one, primary verb, the only verb in the Great Commission is to make.
那我记得去年来和去年还是前年啊，脑子不行，和大家分享的时候，曾经讲过这个大使命。
So sometime when I came and shared with.All of you, I did address the Great Commission.
那么在二十节的时候有一句话是什么呢？凡我所吩咐你们的。
In verse 20, it talks about we are to observe all things, or that all things that God, Jesus has commanded us.
哇，这个是大使命的一部分。
That this is an aspect of the Great Commission.
所以大使命还不单单只是向人传福音带他做决志祷告。
And so with the Great Commission is not just to proclaim the gospel, lead people in commitment prayers.
当然要带人做主门徒，但带人做主门徒也不单单只是我教你怎么向人去传福音，怎么在教会里面侍奉，怎么去领会领师等等。
And to make disciples is not just to teach them how they can also proclaim the gospel or how they are to serve in the church.
耶稣说，凡我所吩咐你们的。
Jesus says, for all that I've commanded you.
大家还记得前不久我们所背的经文吗？
Can you remember a particular memory verse that we're called to memorize?
凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，约书亚没有一样懈怠不行的。
That for all that Moses has commanded, there was not one that Joshua did not attend to.
主的话语是根基。
The word of the Lord is the foundation.
我们常常说我们持守一个基督教的保守主义。
And so we would say that we areOftentimes to safeguard a Christian conservatism.
我们这个保守主义不是社会保守主义，不是经济保守主义，不是财政，不是那些的保守主义。
The conservatism that we are addressing here is not the worldly kind. It's not on the social or the economical type.
那些你可以这样看，可以那样去看。
Perhaps those we can look from different angles.
今天我们作为神的儿女，我们今天到底保守的是什么？
But as children of God, what are we conserving?
我们保守的就是这句话。
What we are conserving is this verse.
凡我所吩咐你们的。
That for all that I commanded you.
我们没有办法去挑。
That we are not able to nitpick.
这一句话我比较喜欢。
I do endear myself to this particular statement.
耶稣，你的这句吩咐已经不合时宜了。
Oh, if we are to cherry pick, we might go to Jesus and say, well, what you commanded us is kind of out of step with the times.
主耶稣，我们要与时俱进。
That we are to progress with the times.
两千年的圣经永远不变。
But no, over the course of 2,000 years, there's no change to the Lord's words.
大使命永远不改。
There's no change in the Great Commission.
不管这个世界怎么变化。
No matter how the world changes.
我们要保守圣经的全备的教导，每句话。
That we are to conserve each and every statement of the Bible, the whole and perfect truth.
就在这一两天我们收到一个消息。
So over the course of the past two days, I've received the news.
刚才在祷告的时候，我们在场的也有弟兄有执事在为此祷告。
And during the prayer of the churchwide prayer earlier, we have deacons who prayed for it also.
美国众议院的领导人在2021年新年伊始公布了国会的一个规则方案的新版本。
There has been an announcement by the senators on a particular something, right? Too technical, I can't.
Sorry. House rule.
A house rule.
这项提案说要使用性别中立的语言。
Oh, this is to, that they must have a neutral, a gender neutral address within the addresses of the house.
取消父亲、母亲、儿子、女儿等性别用语。
That there's to be a cancellation of the terminologies that are gender-based, such as father, mother, sons, and daughter.
这是一个非常非常正式的提案，要把这个 Code of Official Conduct 给它改掉。
That the House is now proposing a change to this Code of Conduct.
这是国会啊。
This is the House.
以后所有这些包括兄弟叔侄姑母阿姨 nephew husband father-in-law mother-in-law daughter-in-law 这些全都不可以用。
So it includes all addresses that are gender-based, including uncles, aunts, nephews, nieces, and so on and so forth.
都要改成 parent, child, sibling, 这个 sibling's child, parent-in-law, child-in-law, 等等的 sibling-in-law.
All are to be changed to gender-neutral terms such as parents or siblings, and so on and so forth.
凡是涉及性别的都给它取消。
Anything that is gendered involved is to be cancelled.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们是出于风俗文化习惯等等这些，
If we are to come from a point of habits or culture,
我们站在一个保守的立场上面，
And we stand on the side of being conservative.
大家注意，没准过几年，过个十几年、二十几年，我们就习惯了。
Well, with no doubt, if we're to just embrace it, we'll get used to it in 10 years, 20 years.
因为风俗、习惯、文化这些东西，如果没有信仰根基，它会飘移不定的。
Because the traditions, as well with traditions and culture, if there's no grounding in truth, it's going to sway.
你去看看现在的中国大陆。
If you look into the modern day China,
未婚同居已经不算事儿。
That cohabitation is a daily occurrence.
现在对这个同性恋的态度已经都非常的开放。
And it's also now an opening attitude towards homosexuality.
这是一个原来亚洲的一个文明古国传统文化。
So China used to be a nation of civility in Asia.
但是若是我们站在一个圣经真理的一个立场和价值观念上面。
But if you're to stand from the point of Christianity, from the perspective of the Bible,
我们就说这是一件背道的事情。
We would say that this is something that goes against the truth.
我们就永远不会动摇。
And that if that's the case, we will not be shaken.
我现在还记得2013年的时候。
I remember in 2013.
那次和很多弟兄姊妹到美国首都华盛顿去参加一次大游行。
I remember going on a march that was held in the capital, Washington, D.C.
维护传统婚姻。
That is to preserve the traditional definition of marriage.
因为当时美国最高法院要去听这个加州八号提案，保护一男一女婚姻的八号提案。
Because at that time, the Supreme Court was going to receive motion 8 that was put out.
这是一个基督教组织这个呼吁大家去的。
And so this march was called upon by a Christian organization.
那其中有一件事情呢，我印象很深。
There was something that left me with a strong impression.
大家游行以后到最高法院，然后又回来，然后在这个 mall 就是那个大广场那个地方，然后就有很多人开始上台演讲。
So we made the march towards the Supreme Court, then made a turnaround back towards the mall, and there were many people who then went on to a stage to begin to give speeches.
啊，也有牧师上台去祷告。
There were pastors who went on to pray.
然后呢，上来一位男士。
Then came on a gentleman.
他张口第一句话。
The first statement that he made,
大家都觉得有点惊奇。
We were quite surprised.
因为这是维护一男一女婚姻的这个传统，这个基督徒的游行。
Because this is a march that has the agenda of preserving the one man, one woman traditional Christian marriage.
这位男士站到台上对着麦克风第一句话说 I'm a gay.
And so this person who went on and he, the first statement that says I'm gay.
第二句话说我反对同性恋结婚。
And the second thing says, I oppose to gay marriage.
哦，大家就给他鼓掌，就是说阿门。
So many people applauded him and said amen.
你听他这个分享字里行间，哦，你明白原来他是一个基督徒。
And so when you hear his entire testimony, you know that he is actually a Christian.
若是我们能够站在圣经的立场上不动摇。
If we are to stand grounded on God's truth and we are not shaken,
保守住从主耶稣基督从神传下来一代一代传到我们这里的圣经真理。
That we are to preserve this truth that has come from Jesus and preserved through the generations now to us.
那我们就不会被这个世界的风俗。
Then we will not be impacted or affected or swayed by the traditions of the world.
甚至包括我们自己里面这个肉体的力量。
Including the power of the flesh that's still in us.
所动摇。
And will not be shaken by it.
所以我们来看我们的结论。
So let's look at our conclusion.
到底什么是建造？
What is building?
跟随主的带领。
Is to follow the Lord's guidance.
依靠神的力量。
To rely on his strength,
扎根他的话语
to be rooted in his word,
每位圣徒参与
and that every saint is to join in,
我们来同心建造他的教会
that we're to build up his church,
我们低头祷告
Let us pray.
主啊
O Lord,
你说这教会是永生神的家
You say that this church is the house of the living God,
也是真理的柱石和根基
That this is the foundation of truth, the bulwark of truth.
你的话语是教会的根基。
That your word is the foundation of the church.
教会也要做真理的柱石。
That we are also to be the foundation of the church.
因为今天世俗之风吹来吹去。
That there are these winds that come from the world.
这个世界和社会在加速的堕落败坏。
That this world as well as the society, the speed of regression is Great.
我们建造教会不是单单只是给我们自己建造一个温暖的家。
When we're building up the church, it's not just to build for ourselves a warm home.
我们建造教会是为了主真理的缘故。
But that we are building it because,for the sake of the Lord's truth.
是为了这个越来越黑暗堕落的社会和世界。
Therefore, it is for the world that is stepping ever more quickly into a state of corruption and rebellion.
教会仍然能够像一个明光来为主照亮。
That the church will be the light shining brightly in days of darkness.
吸引那些饥渴慕义的人来归向你。
To drawthose who thirst, for righteousness to you.
让我们的教会靠主恩典好好建造。
That by God's grace, you will help us to build up.
大家同心来建造。
That together in unity we'll build up.
每个人都把这个教会当成自己的家来建造。
That everyone will regard this as their home and build it up.
永远不在主自己的话语上面有丝毫的动摇。
That we are not shaken in any form or shape, on the Lord's words.
即使当整个世界与基督为敌。
Even if the world goes up against Christ.
求主施恩怜悯我们。
O Lord, may you have mercy on us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
加添教会的力量。
That you will empower us.
祝福教会弟兄姊妹们同心建造。
That you will bless our brothers and sisters to build up in unity.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
By the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友。你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。